As we begin 2020, I'd like to once again thank the hardworking city employees, council members, and community volunteers for all their hard work and accomplishments. We have seen that reflected in the city's administration, including City Manager Nikki Messinger, City Recorder Amy Sowa, Human Resources Director John Van Winkle, Finance Director Ron Harker, and Management Assistants Corey Tate and Autumn David, all who have worked to provide primary support for the City Council. New to the Administration Department is Eric Johnson, Communications Specialist, who will manage the city's social media sites and serve as the primary media contact for Roseburg. During my first year as mayor, I spoke of the pleasure of witnessing the talents, hard work, and diverse viewpoints that had strengthened our city and made it one of the best small towns in Oregon. While we live in a community that is comprised of various backgrounds, viewpoints, and beliefs, I feel it is those differences that continue to strengthen our city, and it is those differences that will guide us into the future. As H.G. Wells wrote in The Time Machine, we should strive to welcome change and challenges because they are what help us grow. The City Recorder's office was kept busier than usual in a continued effort to broaden the opportunities for vehicle for hire services. As directed by the council, more discussions were held with TNCs, also known as ride sharing companies, with taxi companies and other interested parties. After that, a second ordinance was drafted and adopted by the council in January 2019. With the adoption of the ordinance, both TNC and taxi services are now operating successfully in Roseburg. Also, the City Recorder worked with the police department to adopt a new secondhand dealer ordinance. The new ordinance provides reporting requirements to not only protect the secondhand dealers, but also to help police track stolen items that are taken to a secondhand dealer. One of the functions of the Recorder's office is conducting an annual surplus sale of city-owned property, such as vehicles, office equipment, and machinery that are no longer of use or value to the city. The annual sale can be cumbersome and often requires storage of these items for months while waiting for the sale date. The council recently adopted an ordinance that allows the Recorder's office to post these surplus items with online bidding as they become available. As a result of the continued compliance work accomplished by the Community Development Department, the Recorder's office filed liens on 9 properties, 7 of which were registered as derelict properties. In routine day-to-day operation, the office issued 214 business registrations, 45 vehicle for hire permits, 119 marijuana dispenser permits, 110 OLCC license approvals, and 58 event permits. A major transition that began in 2018 but ran into 2019 brought the opportunity for more critical hires. Human Resources and Risk Management hired a number of employees. 18 individuals went through the recruiting and screening process to become new city employees. Additionally, 4 seasonal employees were processed, 10 employees were promoted or transferred, and 15 were transitioned out of employment with the city. In addition to appointing a new city manager and hiring his first communications specialist, a new public works director will be on board in early 2020, and you're going to have a chance to meet him tonight later on in the meeting. With the cooperation from all departments, we continue to work diligently on succession, planning, and hiring timelines in order to bring in new talent to replace those who are moving on. The city received its 18th annual safety award and also earned the gold award for no lost time incidents. Our wellness committee continued to provide events and services to promote employee health and wellness. Activities included our annual employee and family golf scramble and bowling night, the Red Cross blood drive, city versus county adept step challenge, health screening, and the flu shot clinic. A new intranet website was created for employees to have additional access to health information, events, articles, and blue zones. This year, with the work of the Wellness Committee, City Hall was able to achieve recognition as a Blue Zones approved workplace, which included an official ribbon cutting ceremony. Other achievements came from the Finance Department when it was announced that the city had received for the 26th consecutive year the Government Finance Officers Association for Excellence in Financial Reporting. And for the fourth year, the city received the Government Finance Officers Association Award for Outstanding Achievement in Popular Annual Financial Reporting. One of the biggest changes in the Community Development Department was the retirement of Associate Planner Teresa Clemens. Her 25 years of hard work, along with a positive attitude in areas such as floodplain management and historical review and grant administration, will be missed. We have recently hired Caleb Stevens to replace Teresa. As of the middle of December, the Community Development Department has processed 269 site review applications, along with 262 building permits. There was also 160 commercial building permits issued during the same time period with an overall value of $33 million. New substantial commercial development included improvements to the Roseburg Marketplace, previously known as the Roseburg Valley Mall, with newly renovated space for Planet Fitness, Shoe Department, Encore, and Ultra Beauty. A new Chevron station replaced the previous Texaco station on Garden Valley. There was also the expansion of Gecko RV Boat and Storage on Pomona, the placement of Red Barn, and the secondary location for La Mota Marijuana Dispensaries. And finally, there was construction of a satellite parking lot on West Umpqua Street to serve the new Harvard West building, which houses the DHS offices. Significant demolition included the old Safeway building and Charlie's Barbecue and Harvard Avenue Drugs and Gifts. There were 102 building permits issued for residential development and significant multifamily projects under construction, including Deer Creek Village Apartments, which offers 68 units of affordable housing geared towards serving the veteran population. UCC also recently obtained certificate of occupancy to convert the Flagel Center into a dormitory athletic facility for their baseball team. The structure will house 35 students. Three new tiny homes are currently under construction on Cobb Street, which will provide housing for female veterans. There were three major economic development projects for the city. As part of the Community Development Block Grant, there was the construction of the new UCAN Head Start facility, completed in August. The grand opening was in September and is now being used for the Head Start programs. Another Community Development Block Grant involved the Neighborhood Works Umpqua Regional Housing Rehabilitation Project. The city, in conjunction with Neighborhood Works Umpqua, was awarded a $400,000 grant to provide rehabilitation loans for low and moderate income homeowners to repair their owner-occupied homes. Both Myrtle Creek and Winston are also participating in the program. Roseburg is acting as the lead agency and is responsible for all aspects of the project. To date, 8 of the 11 homes to receive funding have been located in Roseburg. An additional 10 homes are being reviewed for possible funding. The Downtown Facades grants ended in August and was very successful. Funding from the project helped to contribute to many of the facade improvements we see downtown. There was also the continued effort to clean up various illegal campsites. So far, the city has spent over $15,000 on 46 total camp cleanups at 26 different locations. The library has been open just over a year now, and the first year has been busy and exciting, much of that due to the 50 volunteers who continue to provide invaluable aid at the main desk, in the children's room, in programs, and by shelving materials. The high retention of the volunteers, plus the addition of the library aides, has resulted in the library being open 4 more hours per week, starting in October, for a total of 34 operating hours each week. In the first 11 months of operation, more than 5,000 cards have been issued, 8,000 items checked out, and 8,500 visitors for children's events. Besides the grand opening in January, the largest celebration was Harry Potter Day, when 600 people made crafts, answered trivia, and celebrated the library icon. Staff has spent considerable time developing the entire collection, which includes about 77,000 items. Grants from the Douglas County Library Foundation and the Whipple Foundation have been used to purchase items, and the City Council also approved funding for collection materials. The Public Works Department comprised of multiple divisions, is dedicated to protecting the public's investment in our infrastructure. One way to measure the volume of work is in the numbers. The number of calls fielded by support staff is approximately 5,450, but that does not include the hundreds of calls that go directly to the staff members. There were 129 park reservations, and 2,600 participants took advantage of our many facilities. Over 1,400 work orders were processed, and 113 truckloads of leaves were collected as part of the annual program. Those numbers don't tell the whole story. Every day, staff are working hard to ensure that your drinking water is safe, your streets and storm drains facilities are maintained, and that the parks and open spaces are safe and green. The Public Safety Division, comprised of both fire and police departments, faced the biggest event of the year together, the memorable snowstorm that hit in February. Record levels of snow resulted in power outages and citizens left without emergency supplies. Department personnel worked collaboratively with other city departments and outside agencies to aid Roseburg citizens. In addition, the fire department provided firefighters and equipment to assist with the Milepost 97 wildland fire near Canyonville and to several other large wildland fires near Mendocino County in California. Call volume this past year increased to over 6,000 incidents, including 3,877 calls for EMS and 116 calls for fires. Joint training with other agencies is also important, and this year we were lucky enough to acquire two structures of differing construction. There's Charlie's Barbecue and Safeway. Both of these sites provided hands-on technique training for multiple firefighters. A different type of training took place when department personnel, along with Douglas Force Protection Agency and Douglas County Fire District Number 2, took part in a prescribed burn on Reservoir Hill. River rescue and live fire trainings were additional highlights of joint training locally. Over the past year, fire personnel took place in over 4,100 hours of training. The fire marshal reviewed and completed over 290 site and plan reviews for the city's community development department as well as the Douglas County Building Department, ensuring fire safety in new construction. Significant projects included the new UCC dormitory, now in the Flagel Center site, the new stores in the Roseburg Marketplace, Evergreen Family and Women's Health on Harvard, along with smaller projects and tenant improvements in existing buildings. The fire marshal also implemented a successful review program for the numerous Airbnb locations springing up in the area, helping ensure the safety of visitors. Social media was utilized by department staff to provide public safety information on portable generators, winter fire safety, emergency preparedness, smoke alarms, consumer product safety recalls, and more. A new instant command vehicle went into service, and specifications were completed and purchases made for the new wildland brush truck staff vehicle. Both vehicles will arrive in 2020. In light of the danger posed by seismic activity, seismic rehabilitation upgrades to both the Garden Valley as well as the Harvard stations will now strengthen the structural integrity of both buildings in case of catastrophic earthquake. Stations will also serve as emergency operation centers in case of a community-wide disaster. Another highlight of 2019 was the introduction of a new public relations and search recovery canine. Poppy is a 2-year-old yellow Labrador retriever who resides with Chris and Hannah Sutton. After hours of training, Chris and a battalion chief with the department and Poppy are now a certified disaster humans remain team. Poppy also recently became a certified human remains canine search specialist. She will not only be able to respond locally, but can also be used regionally and nationally for search and recovery. The other half of public safety is the police department, which had a challenging year despite dealing with low staffing levels. Department personnel answered 36,401 calls and have taken over 5,800 police reports. In early 2019, the department had 5 vacant positions that needed to be filled. It takes approximately 9.5 months to train a new officer to the point where they're able to work solo. Some of our 2018 hires transitioned to solo status during this past year, enabling the department to send one detective back to the Dent in June and another detective back to the Criminal Investigation Division in August. In October, Officer Savez was assigned back on a motorcycle for traffic duties. Within that time, he has conducted 95 traffic stops in both residential and business areas. Officer Ray was honored as the 2018 Optimus Officer of the Year at their annual Respect for Law banquet. After working for 6 years with Douglas County's Sheriff's Office, he joined the Roseburg Department in 2017. He currently works as a detective in the CID Department. In September, the city was awarded a $750,000 Federal Bureau of Justice Assistant grant to launch a mobile crisis program in collaboration with ADAPT and Compass to respond to police calls involving individuals who may suffer from mental illness. Under the grant, Compass Behavioral Health employed 2 qualified mental health professionals to respond along with the police 12 hours a day, 7 days in and around the city. These mental health professionals connect individuals to treatment and divert them from the criminal justice system when appropriate. Initially, ADAPT was only available to provide 1 professional to the program, but officers immediately felt the effect of the program. They also saw the need for an additional mental health professional on each call so that if an officer is needed, he can respond elsewhere. From March to November, the mobile crisis team responded to 227 mental health calls and were able to divert many of these away from incarceration and into more appropriate settings. The department continues to maintain an active role in the community, participating in events such as Dress a Child, Coffee with a Cop, Tip a Hero, and Shop with a Cop. As mentioned earlier, our secondhand ordinance, which involves leads online as a means of tracking stolen merchandise, was adopted and put into effect. One example is that the department was able to find individuals who were selling multiple cell phones at return kiosks. The Leads Online software enabled police personnel to flag those individuals and restrict their ability to sell stolen cell phones at those facilities. Our school resource officers include the following: SRO Tyler Vincel, who is assigned to Roseburg High School; Master Officer Bobby Carpenter, who's assigned to the other Roseburg schools; and Officer Brian O'Dell, who provided contract services to the Glide School District. The Glide Superintendent has expressed his appreciation and gratitude to the City of Roseburg for allowing Officer O'Dell to work for their school district during the school year while working downtown in park areas during the summer months. The Volunteers in Police Service, better known as VIPS, has 3 active members who donated almost 1,400 hours of service while driving their personal vehicles 2,468 miles while commuting to the police department. They handled 367 abandoned vehicle complaints, with the owners removing all but 29 before the tow date. They issued 43 warnings for parking violations, performed 87 vacation house checks, and assisted with traffic control at various events. The VIPS program is still looking for new volunteers to join the program and become vital assets to the police department and our community. The department's canine program is fully operational with 2 patrol dogs and 1 detection dog. Former canine handler Corporal Ryan Dingman now supervises the entire program. In July of 2019, canine Iago passed away due to age, but he ended his days by enjoying his retirement at Corporal Dingman's residence. Currently, Master Officer Blake Cordell is teamed with canine Nike, while Officer Chris Bonebreak is teamed with canine Axel. These canine teams have aided in the capture of 32 suspects, resulting in numerous charges. Additionally, the dogs have also found articles that were evidence of criminal cases. Officer Derek has been working with the narcotic canine Trapper all year. This team is currently assigned to Dent. Over the past year, they located almost 3,000 grams of meth 818 grams of heroin, and 4.5 grams of cocaine. Additionally, they have located over $10,000 in cash used in drug transactions and over $22,000 in property recovery. Detectives in the Criminal Investigation Division were involved in four activations, with all of them occurring in the first half of the year. In February, the CID investigated an incident involving a carjacking and attempted murder in the parking lot of Red Robin. In March, members of the Oregon State Police in the Douglas County Sheriff's Office attempted to stop a stolen vehicle in the Green District. The vehicle was eventually located on a nearby rural property where the suspect engaged officers in a fierce gun battle, firing over 70 rounds from an assault rifle at the officers. The suspect was killed during the incident, but no law enforcement was harmed. The major crime team investigated the incident, with Roseburg Police Detectives taking the role of lead agency. Also in March, and concurrent with the officer-involved shooting in Green, detectives participated in a surveillance operation involving a residence in North Roseburg. A father had barricaded himself in a residence with his daughter after having lost custody in a court proceeding. The male made threatening messages, which included sending the court photos of guns, ammunition, body armor, and what appeared to be explosive rigged inside the front door. Luckily, the father surrendered himself and his daughter and later was given a prison term. A final major incident in March involved a homicide that occurred on Interstate 5, just south of milepost 127 exit. Shots from one vehicle into another car resulted in the death of the male driver. It was established that the suspects and the victim had just previously been at a resident in Roseburg, and the investigation is still continuing. The Roseburg Police Department continues to enjoy a productive partnership with the Douglas County Juvenile Department and the Roseburg Area Youth Service, referred to as RAISE. The program engages first-time juvenile offenders for substance abuse violations and misdemeanor crimes. This year, 173 delinquency cases were closed, with 97% attending school, graduated, received their GED, and/or were employed at the time their case closed. Of the 131 RAISE cases where community service was ordered, 92 youth completed 100% of the days ordered, resulted in over $28,200 worth of work to the community. As we face 2020, we must also thank those who have served us in the past and welcome those who are new to us or have taken on new positions. Tom Ryan recently retired from the City Council. He served over 20 plus years on the council, many of those years as council president. He will be missed. Lance Colley, who served as our city manager, also retired, and Nikki Meschner was promoted to that position. For several years, we have worked to attract a Med-Ed college in Roseburg. Today, we are closer than ever. This project will bring an allied health college together with George Fox University. The college would offer a bachelor and advanced degrees in nursing, counseling, physical therapy, and more. We're now working on securing the necessary funding, which is the last major hurdle. The college comes with approximately a $30 million price tag, and about a third has already been raised through state funding. We have a committee who continues to work hard to raise the rest of the money. And if successful, the college will drastically change the culture and economic character of Roseburg. Anvil Northwest has been hired to promote tourism within the Roseburg area. Anvil is currently working to create a new website, which is scheduled to launch in early spring of 2020. We're also looking at the new urban renewal district. The area around Lowell's, Home Depot, the airport, and Edenbauer has had much development over the past 20 years. The new district is located around Diamond Lake Boulevard. We're excited to see what the next 20 years will bring there. While it will take a little while for the development to start, it will speed up as time goes by. The new library has been a huge success. It has been widely used, and many of the events held there have brought in our citizens of all ages. Thanks go out to Chris Wiley and her staff for a job well done. We all know that Roseburg has a shortage of housing available. Fortunately, we have two large development projects going on. Both Deer Creek Village and Oak Springs Apartment will help alleviate that shortage. Another problem for economic development in Roseburg has been the airport, because the FAA did not allow night landings and takeoffs due to the destruction caused by Mount Nebo. PAPI, also known as Precision Approach Path Indicator, is now in service, and this will allow pilots to once again use the airport at night. We're also pleased to welcome Eric Johnson to the new position of Communication Specialist. We are confident that Eric will increase communication between the city and our citizens. And finally, one of the biggest problems has been our homeless population, an issue which we will continue to address. We share the same problem as other cities, not only in Oregon, but also nationwide. We are working to solve this issue within the legal framework and also with compassion for those who need shelter. We must remember the words of John F. Kennedy: change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future.